Leave that one up, Jason. Jerry Bader Show, 1035. By the way, Gamble's Stores, because there was actually one in Coleman. Gamble's Stores, Hiawatha was a product. I couldn't think of the name of the store. I was going to say Gimble's, and I knew that wasn't right. Gamble's, that was it. Yeah, downtown little Main Street Coleman. There was a store. All right. If you want to weigh in on this, I've got a bunch of texts and emails, but if you want to weigh in, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Would a presidential run, okay, let me put it this way. Would talk of a presidential run, and if Scott Walker is thinking of running for president, does it hurt his chances in 2024? Because Democrats are going to see it as an opportunity to stop his national hopes in its tracks. Let me read an email. The presidential talk bleeps me off. Walker still has a lot of work to do here in Wisconsin. Get your work done here. Concentrate on your work here. Make sure the momentum that has started keeps going. We aren't even done with the appeals of Act 10 yet. If he leaves, Wisconsin will fall back into liberalism. Walker is not presidential material. That's interesting. Let me just address that. There are a lot of texts that I want to address, but let me address that. I disagree with her last line, that Walker is not presidential material. Washington right now does need an executive. Does need someone who has succeeded at the state level. Scott Walker does fit that bill. However, here's where I think she's right, and here's what okay, a couple of things. She's ahead of things. Let's stick with 2014. I think it does hurt his chances in 2014. A lot of people texting thinks it helps. I think it hurts. Because you get that whole notion, well, he's going to leave you in 2016 anyway. Even if you vote for him, if he won't vow to finish out that second term, they're going to bludgeon him with that. Just bludgeon him. I read this book, and I am convinced that he is seriously considering running for president. I just don't think there's any doubt about that. And if you listen to him talking to Sean Hannity yesterday, and I'll try to find a new way to ask him that when I talk to him on Tuesday, because he's been asked that 800 different ways. But yeah, the secondary issue is, if he does run for president and wins, what would become of Wisconsin? But that's so far ahead. That's you're way down the road on that. He's got to get elected first. Now, I know Mary Burke has not been impressive. I get that. And she might, in fact, be challenged by Kathleen Vinal. But the numbers, and not just Democrat numbers, show a very close race. He's going to have a hell of a fight. If he is interested in running for president in 2016, he damn well better look like he's committed to Wisconsin in 2014. And I think the Mike Holmgren analogy is a pretty good one. People felt that in his mind he was already gone. He needs to fight and fight like hell next year, because he is going to be in for a tough fight. Deb on the road. Deb, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. I would like to see Paul Ryan run for president and have him pick Scott Walker as a VP.
Boy, you'd like to see an all-cheesehead ticket, huh?
I think so, and I think they would both make a great ticket.
I don't think you would ever see that happen. If one of them were to get it, and I'll tell you right now, my firm prediction is Paul Ryan is not going to run for president. That is not inside information. That's simply my belief. I don't think he's going to run. So who would you want at the top of the ticket, Paul Ryan?
Paul Ryan.
And
because I think that Scott Walker needs more time to get himself nationally known, other than the fact that he was recalled.
Yeah.
And I think that would give him a great opportunity. And as far as looking at someone as for presidential material, excuse me, our vice president is Joe Biden. That's presidential material.
Well, that's a good point. I'll tell you, you want to know what I think is going to happen? I think it's going to be Chris Christie, and I think he's going to pick Scott Walker as his running mate.
That could be, except I think that Christie is just blowing his own horn too much right now, and he's just too self-impressed. To me, lately, he's just been overly self-impressed.
Yeah, that's not lately. Thanks a lot for the call. That was the criticism of him in his convention speech last year. It was all about Chris Christie. Oh, he is in love with himself. There's no doubt about that. But the Republican establishment is going to try to coronate him, a la the Democratic establishment in Wisconsin and Mary Burke. That's what you're going to see. That is going to, they're going to try to make that happen. Then a balance to that would be a more conservative Scott Walker to his right. That did not, however, work for Mitt Romney. That did not. That's why Paul Ryan was there. And that didn't work. Here's the other thing, though. The dynamic between Christie and Walker would be a lot different than Romney and Ryan. They're friends. Chris Christie came here and campaigned for him in the recall. They are friends. It would be a very different dynamic. Kevin in Green Bay. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, that's interesting, Jerry. I don't like the idea of Christie as a nominee, but I do think that that's an interesting proposition that you're making there. But I think it also depends on who the opponent is. But that's looking ahead. As to the question of the day, I think that that's yet to be determined as to whether it would impact Scott Walker. There's a lot of things that can change. Now, my view of politics is a little bit different. I know that politics are dynamic, but I also have to look at you know, what have you done for me lately? And what Scott Walker has done for us lately, as far as his most recent election, is he overwhelmingly won more votes, as we know, than he got in his original election. I think that the state of the economy in Wisconsin has improved, despite what the people on the left would like to try to make it out to be. I think that Scott Walker making an extremely bold prediction when he took office to say, I'm going to create 250,000 jobs. Well, maybe he didn't get to that amount, but you know what? He's produced a lot more than Jim Doyle did in his 8 years. And I think Scott Walker's got a strong leg to stand on. And I don't think that anything has changed in the political landscape significant enough in Wisconsin. Even they were saying that the thing with Barrett was going to be close in the recall, Jerry. They always get these things wrong when it comes to these poll things. And as things start to shake out, it's also easy to have someone with a new and shining face that's not known. Once that person settles into the psyche of the voters, there's no way that this Mary Burke woman is gonna be able to go toe-to-toe with Scott Walker.
So, I got to let you go there, Kevin. Thanks a lot for the call. Let me say this about that. I will say this about that. I know someone on the left who thinks she doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. Now, this isn't an influential voice of any kind, but I spoke with a liberal who does have some familiarity with her, but I don't want to say he's an influential liberal. He was incredibly unimpressed. But candidates do grow. They do. John in Green Bay. John, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you this morning?
Good.
Hey, I listened to Scott Walker's interview that he had with Sean on Fox, on his show, mm-hmm. TV show, and I was impressed. He handles himself so wonderfully. I mean, executive, oh, there's no doubt about it, and I think he'd be an answer to America's problems. We need to get a man just, if not Scott, one as close as possible to Scott. But I agree with you. I agree with you. If he indicates that he would be open to running, I think it would make his battle 10 times as bad to be reelected. I like the way he handled the question when Sean asked him, now, come on, I know you're not going to answer this, but are you going to run for president? I don't know if you saw that at all.
I didn't. And Sean, thanks for the call. He's not going to answer that. Let me say this. Now, another liberal friend, and yes, I do communicate with liberals. Another liberal friend said what John just said. That he is, as a liberal, he's frighteningly impressed with how good Walker has looked in this book rollout. That he thinks Walker has been more impressive on the PR front than, and by the way, I agree. Last call on this, Joel in Green Bay. Joel, go ahead.
I just want to dispel the notion that Paul Ryan and Scott Walker can run on the same ticket. They can't per the Constitution.
Wait a minute. You know what? Hang on. I have to check on that. Because
I'm more than 99%. Well, sure
you may be right on that, but I know that came up. No, I don't think you're right on that. That actually came up. I have to check that because that came up in 2012 and it was proven false. Because there's some, and I don't remember what it doesn't matter. It's got nothing to do with the topic. So go ahead.
All right, well, I really think it was one of your previous callers that said that. But anyway, I think what the Republicans' best chance is a governor. There's three that come to mind of who should be running for president in 2016: Walker, Jindal, and Christie. Those three, and then I would take someone, not Ted Cruz and not Rand Paul, but somebody a bit more centric from the Senate. Like, I don't know. I think actually John McCain would make a really good vice presidential candidate. You need somebody that can go out there and be able to crack deals in the Senate. You need an executor on the presidential side, so a governor would make the most sense, and somebody a bit more centric to try to make deals like Joe Biden did.
Joel.
That, I think, would be the best idea you could have.
Okay, Joel, I want to address your first point. This is from Snopes. The U.S. Constitution requires presidential and vice presidential candidates to be from different states. False. The statement reflects a not uncommon misbelief about a fairly obscure point of U.S. constitutional law, and I'll read from here. Joel, thanks a lot. The notion that the Constitution requires presidential and VP candidates who run on the same ticket to be from different states. In order to fully explicate the origins of this misbelief, I'd have to read a lot more than I want to read in the air. So I'm just telling you, it's false. I thought that was the case. What Republicans should do about Obamacare. One man's opinion, not mine, in 3 minutes. It's 10:47.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.